Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
And we've owned this Rivian R1T since April of 2022.
And we've owned this Ford F-150 Lightning since August of 22.
And we've been waiting forever for this Tesla Cybertruck, which we have just received. We've been driving both of these American-made electric trucks, and now we have our third American-made electric truck. So we're going to be able to give you really accurate comparisons, and we're going to be giving our honest feedback on the Cybertruck.
Yeah, first impressions coming up next on In Depth.
All right, so we're in the Cybertruck. It's so exciting. I've had this for about 24 hours. I want to give you kind of all of my thoughts while also kind of going through a typical drive. So the first thing I'm going to do, put it in reverse. This does have automatic reverse or forward, but we haven't calibrated the cameras enough yet, so I have to keep driving, which I don't mind.
It's very fun. You have to calibrate them for what?
I have to calibrate the camera so that way they know what the world looks like, I guess.
But to do what? Full self-driving?
To do, yeah, any kind of autopilot, or in this case, the auto shift. So whether it's going to shift forward or backwards. It doesn't know if something's in front of me.
Wait, whoa. Auto shift? What's that?
So auto shift is where basically you just hop in the car, you hit the brake, and it'll decide whether to go forward or backwards.
We have that?
Yes, we do.
Oh man.
Yes. So the next part that I want to talk about before we actually get going is the steering. I'm sure this has been talked about to death, but in case this is your first video on the Cybertruck, the steering is this far to this far, lock to lock. And what that means is at low speed, the turning is extremely sensitive because instead of you having to go like around and around and around, you can just do this and be turning the car super far. And that even includes the rear wheel steering, which makes the turning circle of this car really, really tight. I've just been blown away by it. I've been, you know, driving those two cars over there, the Ford and the Rivian, and I can't park them for because I am so bad at driving big, long trucks. Their turning circles are so wide and it just makes everything so much harder. This Cybertruck makes it so much easier. So let's get started here, going out onto the road on this beautiful May day. And the fun part is you can drive almost entirely with one hand. I'm not saying I recommend it, but you can basically just kind of one fist it because
so 1 foot, one hand.
That's true. Because the steering is so sensitive. I don't have to go around. I don't have to palm the wheel. There is no palming the wheel. It'd be stupid. So for a turn like this,
wow.
I can do it with one hand. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying it's really cool.
Now, rear view mirror. I know a lot of people have been asking us about that. You've got the tonneau cover closed.
Yes. And so right now, the rear view mirror is a black. it's black. You can't see anything other than a little bit of reflection from the rear windscreen.
Wait, but you got it right here.
But I do have it right here. And if I want to, I can move it up here.
What? It got bigger.
Got a little bit bigger. Gets a little bit smaller there. The crazy part is I can get rid of it.
How'd you do that?
Button on the steering wheel for the camera. So
That's
weird because when I turn it off, I have my rear view mirrors, which I guess I could legally remove. I don't know. But I don't have any actual rear view. So I do like having the camera there.
Now, interesting that camera is on the tailgate. So if the tailgate were down right now, you wouldn't have it.
I would see the ground.
Interesting.
And in fact, I could do that, I think, while we're driving, but I'm not going to. Now, if I wanted to, and this is really nice because the Rivian can't do this, if I were to open the tonneau cover right now and I don't know if you can hear it, but it's doing it. It's nice and quiet, actually, compared to the Rivians. So now what I'm seeing is basically, it looks like I'm looking through like the slit of a tank thing. Because basically the top of the roof line and the top of the tailgate make for a pretty narrow view. This is still a better view, even with the tonneau cover open.
Talk to me about reactions that you got, because you went last night, we went to dinner.
So this guy's taking a picture with his phone. Everybody loves this truck. Everybody loves this truck. The crazy part is when this lady's taking out her phone as she's jogging, has to get a pic. They love it. Everybody loves it. I'm sorry to say, for those people who have seen pictures of it and have said that it's so ugly that no one would ever be caught dead in it, you're wrong. People love it. You know, and I know that it basically, here's the thing, right? There are really nice looking cars. You can buy a Ferrari or something like that, and it will get attention. But the thing is, everybody's used to seeing a nice car, right? We know what a nice car looks like. When you see this rolling down the road, the reaction is not like, that's a nice car. The reaction is, what the heck is that thing? And everybody's brain is trying to figure it out. And what it really does, which I think is really nice, is it just makes everyone really friendly. I've had everyone from people in Lowell who wanted to just take a picture, learn about it. Everywhere I've driven this thing, I get a reaction. I've had a cop not pull me over, but basically stop me in a parking lot. He wanted to talk about it. Everybody has been so positive, has been so nice. So now we're going over some bumps. I will say that the suspension on this thing is really nice. Compared to the Ford and the Rivian, like those were huge bumps that were going over. So that's why it's so bumpy. But it just, you know, it's uneven. The ground is uneven. But there's very little of the kind of like rocking that I would get in the Ford, where basically the suspension would just jerk me back and forth and back and forth as the springs keep compressing and decompressing. So even though these are just massive, massive potholes, this is not really a road that I'm driving on, it handles them really well. And it handles normal bumps on the road exceedingly well as well.
Yeah, really no body roll there at all. Whereas like on the Rivian, that would just whiplash you left to right.
Yes.
Even though the Rivian also has air suspension.
Yep, right. So this has air suspension. Right now we're in low. I can set it to medium or high. But high will only work.
We just did those bumps in low?
Yes.
Wow.
Which maybe made it feel a little bit more comfortable. So then once you get going, so now we're going about 40 and the steering is still tight. I will say that it still feels very, very responsive. If I wanted to, I could take a pretty tight turn with very little steering because again, the lock to lock is only, I don't know, it's less than 180 degrees. It's probably more like, I don't know, 110 from side to side. So it's a really interesting experience. Next thing I'm gonna do here is close the tonneau cover, which I can do while driving. I think that this is just a great feature. I don't know why, but in the Rivian, you're locked out from doing almost anything while the car is in motion.
So like we could make a lifting up machine gun or something in the bed that would come up with the tonneau cover opening. We've gotta do something like that. Rocket launcher.
Yeah. The next thing would be the acceleration. We did not get the beast mode. We could have splurged a little bit more and got the beast mode. We decided against it mainly because I don't want the fastest truck in the world. The Rivian's already pretty quick and also
more range.
And also most people aren't going to be getting the beast mode. It's more expensive. I think that the dual motor is kind of the perfect bridge between you know, getting the most expensive beast mode version and getting the single motor in the rear. This will just kind of be closer to an everyman's truck. I really do think that the price is going to drop on the Cybertruck. I don't think that it's going to remain this expensive forever. I think that basically Tesla knows that right now they're hemorrhaging money to get the lines up and running. And they also have all these fans who will pay almost anything to get in this truck.
Yeah, I mean, we are like the roadster buyers, like we're the early adopters. I think that Tesla's going to be able to get down to a $60,000 truck fairly fast. Yeah. And when that day comes, I think the F-150 is bye-bye.
Yep, I think the F-150 is bye-bye already because the F-150 is not much cheaper than this truck.
True. No, I mean, we paid a $20,000 premium to get the Foundation Series just so we could get it early for you guys. But yeah, when that comes off, then the price gets down right around a Ford or a Rivian.
Yes. Another thing I have to say is that the pedal feel on the Cybertruck is fantastic. On the Rivian, the pedal throw it feels like you're sinking your foot through the floor of the vehicle. It's so long that in order to do like really exciting, fun stuff, you have to move your foot so far that it almost, it looks like you're doing a dance move. With this, the pedal is, it feels almost exactly the same as the Model 3, which I love because it just gives you the sense that I just have to think that I want to move faster and I'm moving faster. It's all just hinge. I don't have to push my foot. The Ford's was fine. But of course the Ford has so much body roll. I never really want to accelerate it that quickly ever anyway.
This is so quiet.
Yeah, I would say that this is, it's pretty quiet. I think the Ford still is quieter than this. I do hear
a lot of road noise. Actually, yeah. Like, and we've got much quieter tires on the Ford.
Yes, right. The Ford has road tires, and they do have quite a bit of, you know, noise and vibration stuff in the Ford. But no, this, it just feels really, really smooth. I almost feel like I'm not really driving because the steering wheel never really leaves this position. And I know that in a normal car, the steering wheel is usually facing almost forward, but even big maneuvers, I'm never moving it around. And so it kind of feels a little bit fake.
Can we talk about the steering for a second? Because when you're pulling out of the driveway, we're obviously in a different ratio. What does it feel like now?
So we're going 50. The ratio, it still feels tight, but obviously this would have been a little bit more steering. But at a lower speed.
What I guess I mean is, was there like a moment when it switches from one to A to B?
No, or? I haven't noticed a switch. And that's kind of weird. I mean, it's not weird, actually. It feels very natural. It's just weird in the way to think about it.
So it's like a glide path to...
I think it's a curve. Yeah, I think that they've basically mapped a curve for the speed and the steering. So yeah, I mean, we're going like 50 because everyone's going slow today. I want to talk about the other thing. You may notice that there's no stalks around the steering wheel. There's no blinker, there's no windshield wiper, there's no drive, there's nothing. Everything that you're going to do is either going to be on the screen or on these buttons on the steering wheel. So I have my blinker, which is on the steering wheel. And it's a pretty smart blinker in that it shuts off after I change a lane.
Can I tell you, I was really worried about the whole blinker thing because I had read a bunch of people are like, this is the worst and I can't get used to it. I got used to it. I was like used to it in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple times where, like, obviously my brain is doing a few more processing cycles because the driving is a little bit harder, and I might actually go for, like, a ghost blinker. But, I mean, it's not a big deal. If you're the kind of person who makes a big deal out of that thing, we probably wouldn't be friends, but, you know, that's your prerogative. Yeah, the blinker is interesting. The only thing I will say is another thing I will do is when I'm listening to music and I want to skip the song, I'll kind of look down and intuitively be like, right, hit the right arrow. That's the next song, and I'll turn on my right blinker. I'm going to get used to that. I've had the car for less than 24 hours at this point, so obviously there's that. But I kind of like all the different buttons and everything on the steering wheel. I was worried that like I was going to jostle them, but because you never take your hands off of this position, because you're never steering the wheel around, you're never going to hit those buttons. Your hands are either going to be here, or I quite often put my hands here, which is weird because I've never held a steering wheel quite like this. You know, I've done 10 and 2 or 9 and 1 or 11 and 1, but this sort of 11 and 1 feels like I'm almost like I'm riding a motorcycle or driving a spaceship. It really has a cool feel to it. It's very relaxed because your wrists are kind of relaxed as opposed to on a steering wheel where they're like at a weird angle. So I really like that, and you still have quite a bit of control. So I'm going to pop in my blinker and just give it the slightest amount of movement. It's really tight. Next thing I want to mention is the screen. It is extremely responsive. I have a 2018 Model 3, and the screen still feels great on that, but this feels way faster and snappier. There is just no lag whatsoever that I can tell. It's extremely, extremely good. And so you can see there that I switched from the dark to the light, and it can do that automatically. So whether or not it's daytime or nighttime, it'll change to dark or bright. I think I was just messing around the settings last night and I left it on dark, which actually was quite readable for it being such a sunny day today. But yeah, the punch is so good and the responsiveness is really good. There's such a little body roll. It just feels, you really do feel like you're in control the whole time.
I mean, for a 6,600 pound truck,
yes,
to have what, 0-60 and 3.9, I think it is.
This is 4.1.
4.1. It's just amazing.
Yes. And I mean, we were at this supercharger the other day, supercharging and also eating dinner at the restaurant. And the amount of attention that this thing gets is just astounding. People really like it. They can't help but take pictures of it and crowd around it and talk about it. Everybody really likes it. It's a driving billboard. And I think that Tesla was so smart for going with this just out there design. I don't know. I just love it. And lots of other people. I like the attention, honestly, because it's electric and I'm not driving a Lamborghini and I backed in perfectly because of the cameras and also because of the steering. It's just great. All right, so the next thing is the door handles. That's basically a button. And then you push with your elbow and shove it out. Doors are really heavy. And then you're gonna get fingerprints on there. That's just a fact of life. And obviously the presence is, it's present. I'm gonna take a minute to talk about the frunk. Compared to basically all the other electric pickup trucks and even a lot of other electric cars, it's rather small, but most don't let you kind of sit in it and get a little sunshade. I guess it'd be good for a soccer game if you pulled right up. And there's obviously enough room to put a couple pieces of luggage. I really like the way that it opens and closes. The button under here can be a little bit hard to find, but once you find it, it's not that difficult. The tonneau cover is pretty neat. You can actually see some of my footprints on it, and that is because you can stand on it. It should take 300 pounds, and I am under 300 pounds. So what the useful application of that is, I'm not sure, but I am sure glad that it is strong.
It's good for an apocalypse.
It's good for working on your house, I guess. Tonneau cover is interesting. The buttons over here, there's basically, if you push really light, you can get the tonneau cover to move, and then if you let go, it'll stop right on a dime. So go, stop, so you can set it to whatever distance you want to. And then if you hard press it, it'll go in fully automatically. And it retracts all the way to where it isn't visible at all. And you can actually see into the truck through the tank slit in the rear. This also has a sub trunk. So you can see we have our mobile connector in there and also the front plate. And that's a lot easier to access right now. The way that I've parked supercharging, I can't open the tailgate. As you can see, the laser etched Foundation Series logo right there. Pretty cool.
Oh, and then we had some people ask about attachment points for like roof racks and stuff.
Yes. So it appears that those would be here. Basically, you can fold that up. So those are the attachment points. It's nice that they're hinged. And then there's basically threaded rod that you could screw something onto. I want to talk about the exterior for a bit. You can see I've gotten it dirty. Oh no. And there's fingerprints. I think that this is going to be a fact of life with the truck. I think that some people are gonna go to extreme lengths to either, you know, sit here and try and buff out those fingerprints and go get, you know, products to try and get it off. I personally don't really care. If it's something that you care about, then you care about it. I don't know what to tell you. You gotta keep in mind, this is like day one, right? So like after about 3 weeks, I'm sure it's gonna be so covered with fingerprints that you're not really gonna notice as much. Compared to it being perfectly pristine. It's a fact of life, it's a truck, it's used, it's bulletproof. It really feels good to do that because it's, no other truck feels like that. You could put a dent or at least, you know, kind of buckle it in with a bit of pressure. And this just doesn't, it flexes a tiny little bit and we've all seen that it's bulletproof. Cybertruck we got has no wheel covers. There's a little bit of rust in here, as you can see. I'm sure there's people who care. There's also no lug nut covers. Again, these are all aftermarket products if you want them. I don't know if I personally care, but you know, to each their own.
So, I mean, I think they're gonna send us the new ones once they figured it out, right?
I think that was basically the idea, yeah.
So what about this giant windshield wiper?
All right, let's check it out.
So wait a minute, where was the sprayer? Because I saw water, but I didn't see any
sprayers. Sprayers are built in. So it goes down, sprays on its way back up.
That's slick.
So instead of spraying all over your windshield, it'll do that. The other nice part about that is it means that, you see right here, this very small gap. Normally in most cars, this is where your windshield wipers live, and there's a huge gap, which means that when it snows over the entire car. And then when you try and get the snow off, the windshield wipers are down here and they're trying to push snow up. Here, the windshield wiper is gonna be up and it's gonna be pushing snow down, and the snow is gonna basically be able to just slough right off the front.
Are you telling me the Tesla finally thought about snow?
Maybe by accident, I don't know, but I think it's pretty cool. Now, I will say you do end up with a line from the windshield wiper, so picky people will keep a rag with them and spray, and they'll clean it off because they care. But hey, as long as the windshield's clean and I can drive it, that's all I really care about. All right, so here's the rear. And as you can see, this is with the seat moved pretty much all the way back because we were filming. And there is enough space for me. Most of the time, you're gonna have way more room. I think that this is enough room. The seats are really comfortable. The other thing is they fold up. So hidden right in here is a little pull thing. Folds up like that and it locks in place. So you get all this room. And it's a split. So on this side, these two also fold up and you have quite a bit of room to pack in like a ton of luggage, like a ton, like a lot. Now, even when the seats are folded down, there's a lot of room underneath them. So same latches. You can see how much room is underneath. And I think that that could be good for some kind of custom bag that would store snacks and drinks and other stuff that you really need. All right, so we're done supercharging and we're gonna start returning home. And I can't wait to talk more about what we're gonna do on this channel. It's gonna be really exciting.
Hang on, your rear wheel just turned.
Yeah. Rear wheel steering, baby.
Wait, I think you have to show that off. I mean, can you do a turn around me? How tight's your turn?
Yeah, let's...
Let's go over there.
Okay. Now you know. All right. Lots of people always asking lots of questions, and they're all good questions. I mean, people want to know whether the tonneau cover, you know, goes down. They want to know how it looks, how it works. And I think these are all excellent questions. So I've just set the truck up into high, and it's funny. It's really, really smooth. The Rivian, when it adjusts its air suspension, it will do the front, then it'll do the back of the front and the back, and the same going up, front and the back. Front the back. And it just looks a little dorky to me. I'm really glad that the Cybertruck will just do it all at once, because you can't really tell. On the screen, it'll actually show you what the ground clearance is.
Oh,
I think
that's
cool. Really cool in real time.
And it shows you your total height. So if you're going into a garage.
Exactly. Gives it to you in actual units. So you'll know how tall you are. So that's how you can adjust between low and high. The control system here is really nice. Probably my favorite thing though is going to be right in front of you. And that is the glove box. Yeah. So the glove box is a drawer.
Oh, that's cool.
Blur out all the information and it closes. Spotify works great. The integration hasn't failed me yet. The cameras are really cool. So you get the rear camera. You also get the front camera, which
is so wide.
It looks like
shot.
You're going 800 miles an hour because it's such a fisheye lens, which I think looks really neat. The other thing is, I think it has, you can clean it.
What?
It uses wiper fluid to clean the front camera.
Is there a wiper? How did it do that?
No, it just sprays it.
Oh, so it's got some kind of aquaphobic, hydrophobic.
It's just windshield wiper fluid.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looks so clear, though. There's no drips or anything.
So it just clears right off. We'll see after a couple winters if that's still the case.
I wonder if it's heated.
Maybe it's heated. It probably is. That would make sense. In terms of all of this different stuff, I think they did a really good job being able to find all this stuff. The climate, obviously, you can control the climate right on screen where it's blowing. You can also split it in two if you want a more diffuse feel.
Oh, cool.
Which is really nice. You also have cooled seats.
Oh, can I have a cooled seat?
There you go. Cooled seat for you.
So is this going to blow through the little ventilated holes?
Yes. So it blows cold air up
through the holes. Oh, I'm already feeling it.
So you start to feel it. It's really nice, especially in the summer and in hot places. This also has bioweapon defense mode.
Yeah.
It's really good for pollen. Just in case there isn't a chemical attack.
Oh, yeah.
It is really good for pollen and stuff like that. The screen is really nice, really crisp. Overall, I would say that the Cybertruck has exceeded my expectations in terms of just how fun this thing is. People's reactions, I think, have made it even better. So many people, they want to just learn about it. A vehicle that looks like this attracts, to me, the right kind of attention. People really want to know how it works, how it functions. And as a part of that, since we've always been such a community-driven show, what we're going to be doing is basically doing whatever the community wants. And I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to be giving my honest opinions. We've had the Ford, we've had the Rivian, so we're basically the biggest electric truck experts that there are right now, which I'm really excited about. I'm driving the Cybertruck right now. I'm so excited to tell you about all the differences if you want to know about the differences. If you don't care, we don't have to talk about the other electric trucks. We can just focus on the Cybertruck, but it's all going to be community driven. I really want to know what you guys want to know and start providing that for you. So what we're going to do is put this out to our Patreon patrons. They are going to come up with ideas on what kind of videos they want to see, and we are going to make those videos happen.
Wait, so how's it going to work?
There's going to be tons of ideas that are generated from our patrons. And these are people who have been following Tesla for a long time. So they're going to ask pretty good questions, which I'm really excited to see some of them. So if you want to get involved, here's what you're going to do. You're going to head on over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/nowyouknow. And you can support us for as little as $1 a month. And that is going to allow you to post some of your ideas. And we're going to take some of the top ones there, and we're going to put them out on polls. If you want to vote on polls on Patreon, we're going to probably do most of them there. You can support us at the $2 level, and you're going to be able to vote and decide which videos we're going to do. We're also going to be posting on YouTube, so be sure to hit the subscribe button so you can post on those. You'll see those just as you're scrolling through YouTube. You'll be able to see what video we're going to do next and be able to vote on it. And also on X. So head on over to X, we're NYK channel, and follow us there. You'll be able to see our polls there. And so hopefully the community is going to decide a really, because there's different people in all those different categories. We're gonna be able to decide really good videos and bring you lots of really great content. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Now you know.
This is ours, yeah. We have a YouTube channel. We're Now You Know on YouTube.
Okay.
So yeah, we've been waiting for 6 years or whatever, and we finally got it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.